This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, throwing every day. Right now, feeling good. Here in the next week, probably get off the mound and start throwing some pins.
That's Grayson Rodriguez, who met with the media not that long ago when he was asked where he's at in his rehab process right now. And the injury is sort of moved all over for Grayson, where it's the tricep,
the elbow. Can we just start there? What is that all about? Because this has been weird from the giddy-up, right? We know his bullpens weren't great before the Fort Myers debacle. The Fort Myers debacle happens. No one thinks they need to speak about it for 24 hours. Then we get the sort of vague reports about what it may or may not be, like before the start of the next game, which I think was a night game. So it started coming down like 5 o'clock. We were still in the air.
Yeah.
In the afternoon. Then Grayson's on foul territory talking about it in a way that doesn't sound like the way the team's talking about it. And then it's moved from, is it a lat? Is it an elbow? Is it a tricep?
Well, here's Grayson on if this injury is similar to the one last year.
No, this one is similar to last year. So very, very minor. But, you know, then again, you don't want it to happen again because then it can turn into something bigger. So right now, just trying to figure out, like I said, why it keeps happening and you know, how I can, you know, eliminate it in the future.
So Grayson, when he was meeting with the media today, he says that the elbow is behind him. This all stems from that lat injury a couple of years ago where he hasn't been able to escape it. And that was the one that happened at Norfolk when we thought that he was absolutely on the precipice of getting called up. He ended up not getting called up in 2022, and the lat is continuing to bother him.
But, I mean, anytime you hear someone with this injury history talking about something not being major, like, I just want to double-check here. Too. Like, he hasn't pitched at all this year. He barely pitched in the Grapefruit League. Barely. Hasn't pitched anything meaningful, not even a minor league Delmarva rehab assignment, right? Am I missing something?
Jason, he's got to get built up.
He has not pitched in even a quasi-competitive manner
correct. This
year and barely did in the Grapefruit League.
He said he's throwing every day and he's probably going to get off the mound and start throwing some pens next week.
He made his last appearance July 31st of last year. So we're coming up on 11 months without him throwing a ball in a minor league game, let alone a major league game, and we're saying this might not be that serious?
Here's Grayson on if he believes he will pitch again this year.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I think I'm pretty confident with that. I don't really have a week or anything specific, but yeah, definitely going to pitch this year.
So not exactly a timeline provided, but of course it's a while until now, the end of September for the end of the regular season, but it's going to be a while. It's going to be a while.
I mean,
he
is
might
it going to be a calendar year?
Yeah, oh, I think that's very
it
fair.
It should be.
August, yeah.
It should be. Like, if he pitches before the trade deadline, having missed all this time, A, I don't think he's going to be remotely healthy enough to do that, and B, if they were to let him do it, that would blow my mind. But I will say, the guy who'd been here for 40 years and seen all this and guys coming back from whenever, right? They threw that trainer out of the building. So, like, do we know that they know exactly what they're doing with situations like this? Because nothing. The Bradish thing was weird. The Batista thing was weird. The Means thing was weird. This is beyond weird because you can't get the GM, the pitcher, and the old skipper or interim skipper all to talk about this in the same way at the same time. Like, no one's couched it the same way ever across the board.
And remember, when he suffered that injury in Grapefruit League action, they were tinkering with his mechanics and his delivery.
Adding a sweeper.
And that was to prevent a lat injury. And he was asked about the mechanics the day he felt the injury.
You know, I think, you know, maybe my mechanics were a little out of whack. You know, not staying closed front side. I think there's a little bit of different things that could kind of, you know, add into that. But, yeah, I mean, I think my body wasn't necessarily moving right. And right now, the point I'm at is a lot better than where I was at that moment. So right now, I'm pretty confident in what I'm doing and looking to get back out there pretty
quickly. And hearing that should upset you because he knew he wasn't right in the bullpen that day. You knew he wasn't right when he went to the mound and the velocity was significantly down and he's throwing, what, 88?
Yeah.
And gave up a double and then still faced another batter or two and he hit someone.
While the skipper wasn't there and we don't know who was in charge and there were no checks and balances and adults either training-wise, medically, or just baseball-wise sitting there in that bullpen or sitting in that dugout who thought it was what we could tell from StatCast data 2,000 miles away, that it was major, major alarm bells should be going off here. This isn't right. And we quickly brought on people like Leo Mazzoni, right? People like Jim Duquette, who said how jackass it was to have this kid with all of his lat injuries trying to learn a new pitch on the fly and to have him out there and doing it at a time where even his previous bullpens prior to that Grapefruit League start had to be moved around and things weren't going great with Grayson Rodriguez. But you trust them to get him back out there this year and then keep him healthy? Fire them!
Coming up at 4:45, it's TMI. We're going to get back into the Ravens and look at Zach Orr. Could he be on a similar trajectory as a Mike McDonald? I mean, geez, Chuck Smith definitely thinks so after hearing him talk about Orr earlier in the week. But coming up next, Jerry Coleman. He was on the highest trajectory possible when he started his broadcast career.
Legend.
What does he think of the Orioles press box moving? How much more of a leash does Charlie Morton have? We'll get Jerry's thoughts next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.